Collaboration is one of the big buzzwords in the industry. Teams working on documents and projects together. Another big buzz is a product called SharePoint from Microsoft. SharePoint allows you to work better with other people, but there seems to be a lot of confusion over what it is exactly. Is it one product or two? What can you download for free? What do you need to run it? And what exactly does it bring to the party? We'll answer those questions as we get the basics of SharePoint. Let's call it SharePoint 101 from IT expert Paul Stork. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today we're speaking with Paul Stork again. Paul, a lot of people have probably heard about a product called SharePoint, but they might not understand it completely. Can you give us the elevator speech on what SharePoint is?
The easiest way to describe SharePoint is to use three words: collaboration, aggregation, presentation. So in SharePoint, you're going to provide a workspace for your users to collaborate on projects, documents, things that they need to do. You're then going to use the portal product to aggregate all of that information that is being produced by all of those people into a central location, and you will also use the portal product to present that information so that people who didn't create the information can retrieve the information when they need it.
When you say the portal product, that implies that there's more than one product. What makes up SharePoint?
SharePoint is built out of two specific products. The first product, which is a free product that you can download from Microsoft. All you need is a licensed copy of Windows Server 2003, is called Windows SharePoint Services. And then if you want to, as I said, aggregate the content that you produce in Windows SharePoint Services into something that you can share across your entire enterprise, then you purchase a product which is called SharePoint Portal Server, which is also built on the foundation of Windows SharePoint Services, but adds certain features like an enterprise-wide search functionality and a menuing system that we call taxonomies.
Okay, now people are kind of familiar with some collaborative software, even, you know, going back to Lotus Notes days, and there's various features in Microsoft Office such as commenting and different colors and revisioning and all that. What kind of collaborative tools does SharePoint bring beyond that kind of thing?
The way to describe what SharePoint brings to collaboration is to provide a scenario. It's very common in business for a group of people to need to get together and to work around some particular task or project. And traditionally what that means is they need somewhere to store what I'll call their stuff. And in the past, that's always been some kind of a network, hard drive, a share, or something like that. The problem with that is that those locations are normally good for providing a location to store files, documents, but it's not a good place to store a lot of the other stuff that is involved in a project, like to-do lists and contact lists and information that has been researched out on the internet, links to that information, and other things like that. So what SharePoint does is SharePoint provides you with a website tool that allows you to set up a website where all of your stuff, documents, and things like to-do lists and event lists and contact lists and so on, are all stored and available through that website and are all stored in a back-end SQL Server database.
Now, does a say you have a small company, do they need a trained SharePoint administrator? Is this something that people can pick up who have a little bit of computer knowledge and they're, you know, maybe expert in some of the Office tools and all, or do they need a network administrator?
One of the other keys to SharePoint is that it is one of those tools that has been specifically designed for the end user to make use of. Now, you may want to get somebody a little more knowledgeable to come in and set up your infrastructure, install SharePoint, configure it, get it all organized. But once the infrastructure has been built, the whole point of SharePoint is that the end users are actually the ones who control the organization of the websites and actually create new ones as necessary. It's really designed to be an IT turnkey kind of solution, where you may have sophisticated people who set things up on the front end, but once that is done, then you turn it over to the regular end users who will take it and run it from there.
Okay, and when you give end users control like that, that can be scary from a security standpoint. What kind of security is built in to prevent an end user either unconsciously or maliciously from messing things up, the other documents that are being shared in the SharePoint portal?
Well, first, there is a full security system built into SharePoint, which is based on all of the security that you have in Active Directory. And so you, as an end user who goes in, say, and sets up a new project site, as the owner of that site, you will decide what rights individual SharePoint users have to the information that is in your particular SharePoint site. But the reality is, because we are now pushing the capabilities out to the end user to actually build and manage these sites in an ongoing basis, that means that you're also pushing the responsibility for building and managing those sites out to those people. To quote Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And that is part of the point, is that end users are not only going to have the capability to manage this, but they're also going to have the responsibility for managing it. And so there is nothing other than the basic security settings that is going to sit there and watch over your shoulder and say, no, no, don't do that because you're going to break the site. The sites are relatively robust, but users can shoot themselves in the foot. And so one of the things that is fairly important with SharePoint is that you have at least a minimal amount of training for your users as you begin to work on this kind of an environment.
And is it strictly a Microsoft solution? Could I have, do I need to use FrontPage, for example, for the website, or could I use Dreamweaver, or can I use other tools besides VB or SQL Server or something?
The answer to that gets to be a bit complex, and it's kind of on two levels. On the first level, let me say that you can store any kind of file that you would like to use in a SharePoint website, but there is tighter integration between SharePoint and the Microsoft, for example, Office suite. So, for example, I can create what is called a document workspace from inside of Word for Windows or from inside of Microsoft Outlook when I go to send out an attachment, so that I send a link to that workspace instead of sending the attachment itself. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't use any email program that I would like. What it means is that I have to go into SharePoint, create the workspace, copy the link, and put that link then in the email message in the other piece. So it will work with anybody's technology, but Microsoft has built it specifically to work hand-in-hand with their own technology. So it works much more tightly with the Microsoft technologies, but you can store pretty much any kind of file that you would want to store. The only limitation is that because you are storing all of this information in the SQL Server database, there are two side effects. The first side effect is SQL is only good at storing information up to a certain size per document. So there is an actual maximum file size that you will run into in SharePoint. The default is 500 megabytes. You can push that even higher if you need to. The other piece is that when you go to edit a website, the websites themselves are also stored in the database, and so they do not physically exist in the file structure. So if you try to use something like Dreamweaver to edit them, it's simply going to come back and say, that file does not exist. So you do have to use Microsoft FrontPage if you want to do direct editing of the websites in place.
Now, finally, I think a lot of our listeners have heard of maybe a similar tool in the open source world called a wiki. How does a wiki compare with SharePoint?
Well, a wiki is really a website that is set up to allow for collaborative authoring of the website, whereas SharePoint is really designed to be a collaborative workspace where you work on information and documents. The wiki is the product itself, whereas SharePoint is more of a location where a variety of different products are collaborated around. In fact, when we get to the next version of SharePoint, SharePoint 2007, there is actually a module in SharePoint that allows you to create a wiki using SharePoint as the engine to drive the wiki.
Today we've been talking with Paul Stork, IT expert, with a primer on SharePoint. Thanks, Paul.
Very welcome.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.